We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network. It's almost here, Baldy.
I know. People need their fix, Dave. We're a month away from the NFL draft. People are still putting their boards together. Still a couple of big pro days out there to kind of rummage through. And so we're kind of fine-tuning this what looks to be a pretty promising draft.
As you look at the NFC East, let's start with the immediate division here. How's it stacking up for you?
Well, I mean, I think the Eagles, you know, outside of losing DeSean Jackson, which, I mean, you could debate any way you want. You know, they want to get bigger at that position. I think the Eagles are still the best team in this division. I mean, I think the defense got better through free agency. I think they're still going to lead the league in rushing. They still have the best rushing, you know, running back in this league. And you give Nick Foles an entire offseason right now in the second-year system. I always say this, Dave, about any NFL young player. The greatest growth you make is between your first year and your second year, right? Okay, you've heard that, and you probably agree with that.
Yes.
And I think it's the same thing for Chip Kelly. I mean, I think Chip Kelly, year one to year two, it was a good year. But I think this offseason, there's going to be a lot of growth in this offense and the way this team is shaped.
Redskins get better. Cowboys get better.
Well, I mean, look, the Redskins are, on paper, they're a better team. They've got more talent than what they had a year ago. But it's a new system. It's a new coaching staff. I mean, Jay Gruden is getting to know his players right now. He hasn't been on the field yet with them.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what that's going to be like and how quickly that's going to take place. Remember, even with Chip, as much success as we had here, there was that lull after that opening Monday night win, but there was a month where it didn't look very good. And there was still a little bit of feeling out the coach,
sure.
Coach feeling out the players before they put a run together. And so that's going to happen with Jay Gruden. And then if you look at Dallas, defensively, they have to be better, even with the loss of DeMarcus Ware. They have to be better just because right now they've
got to
be.
And Jason Hatcher. I mean, it's not like they didn't have 11 sacks.
No. Look, they lost their two best defensive linemen. But I just got to believe that defensively, just with Rod Marinelli running the defense, they're going to be better.
Right.
They had so many injuries last year.
Right.
The Eagles were injury-free a year ago that I think they've got to be a little bit better there.
And the Giants kind of just doing it the way the Giants do it.
Well, not really. No, because they've never been players like this in free agency.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be fun watching Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie up there run off the field when the play's coming at him with a ball. I mean, he doesn't want to tackle anybody. That's not going to change. And they're putting a lot into him. They've already talked about being a move corner to go match up with your number one receiver. So we'll see how that works out. But there's a lot of new faces. You know, if they don't rebuild this offensive line, I don't care what Ben McAdoo, the new offensive coordinator, can do. And that's a big part. I mean, they're bringing a West Coast offense to Eli Manning. Eli Manning doesn't look like a West Coast offensive quarterback to me.
Right. When you mentioned Nick Foles and 27 touchdown passes, two interceptions, just a marvelous season. So what do you look for? Where do you think Chip would say, hey, Nick, let's talk about where you can improve? What areas?
Well, I mean, I think, first of all, I would say recognition, okay, and what the other team is doing, how quickly you recognize. I mean, there are a lot of plays built into this offense where there's three options. It's up to Nick to make the option, you know, the decisive defense on what the defense is doing. And sometimes you don't know until the ball snaps. So getting better in recognition, I think you could do that. You go back to the last game of the year, you know, against New Orleans right here. I mean, that was not a good first half of football. So and they're going to see the NFC West this year. They're going to see four bona fide defenses. So the window that you throw the ball to against Richard Sherman or against Patrick Peterson, against some of these elite players in the league, I mean, there's less and less margin for error.
Around him, the supporting cast has changed. Darren Sproles is in. Jeremy Maclin healthy. DeSean Jackson gone. Jason Avant gone. When you look at the ensemble of the offense, Brian, can the Eagles take the offense to a franchise record number of points last year, led the league in explosive plays, led the league in rushing. Can it get better?
I don't think it necessarily has to get better, Dave, because they're gonna play much better defense this year.
Yeah.
Like I said, the NFC West alone is going to be a better defensive scheme that they're going to see. But Zach Ertz is going to make a big jump, I believe, this year. Darren Sproles, what they saw last year, Dave, especially in that you know, after the game against Washington, they saw so much man-to-man defense. Now, what are you going to do to counteract that defense? Well, that's where Darren Sproles really comes in. That's where Jeremy Maclin really comes in because he's a bigger player. He's a little bit more physical than DeSean. It's going to be a little easier to see. But you know, there's wasn't that many really hard throws for Nick to make last year. He's going to get throws this year, going to be much tougher to make. Where you're really going to have to drive the ball. You're going to have to stick it into a very tight spot. And I think that's where Nick has to improve.
Top two needs for the Eagles as you kind of take a peek 1 month in advance.
I think right outside linebacker, if there's a pass rusher there, Dave, that makes sense. I mean, I'm not running Trent Cole out of the building. He was better beyond my imagination last year. He was really a good player and healthy and productive. But if you really want to convert this defense to a true 3-4 defense, you need a true outside linebacker at that right spot. And I think wide receiver now, you need somebody with elite speed. If you can find a guy that has a combination of elite speed and size, it would be a good fit for the Eagles.
Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, we thank you so much for stopping by here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.